Watch, Mexican cartel films cops interrogation before killing him. By Robert Arce on November 2, 2018. A municipal police officer in Chihuahua who was kidnapped by cartel gunmen on October 18 was found murdered Wednesday after appearing in a forced interrogation video released on social media. A municipal police officer identified as Jesus Andrade Chigoya, 24, was found murdered early Wednesday morning in Colonia Ex Agricola San Antonio, Cuauhtémoc. Officer Chigoya was kidnapped by a group of gunmen in front of his residence after completing a shift and was later found in a vacant lot dressed in uniform with a gunshot wound to the head. Several hours later, a video was uploaded onto various social media outlets depicting Officer Chigoya with duct tape wrapped around his head, surrounded by 12 heavily armed men in military-style gear. Officer Chigoya is interrogated by an unknown individual who is not visible and names Cuauhtémoc municipal and transit officers who are reportedly working as lookouts for El Cartel del Tigre. Besides officers, Chigoya also names command staff and bodyguards. He adds that police personnel receive a salary of $3,000 to $5,000 pesos, $150 to $250 US, per month. The video also warns those who are named during the interrogation. Filmed interrogations like these are a common tactic of criminal organizations and serve as a warning to rivals and the general population. Those interrogated are usually beaten or tortured prior and are murdered and sometimes dismembered after. The video is believed to be part of the ongoing war between El Nuevo Cartel de Juarez/La Línea and the El Cartel del Tigre, which is a cell of the Sinaloa cartel. Breitbart News reported on the both of the criminal groups, including the capture of Julio César El Tigre Escárcega Murillo, who was the leader of El Cartel del Tigre and previously served as a former Cuauhtémoc municipal police officer from 2004 to 2007. In late October, Breitbart News reported on the discovery of six decapitated bodies located in the rural mountain community of Creel, which sparked fears of an escalation in territorial cartel violence. The six victims were later identified as members of La Gente Nueva who originated from Sinaloa and were believed murdered by El Nuevo Cartel de Juarez.